Hey everybody, it's Ryan Surratt and Kevin Broden coming at you at Loan Officer Impact. And Kevin and I were talking offline and we thought we'd just kind of hit the record button because we were talking about how loan officers in this market can do three things to grow their business and add loans now. And so Kevin, this is going to be quick, but I just thought we need to get this on, get this recorded so we can inform other loan officers of what they can be doing. So the first one that you were telling me, you know, the first item you were talking about right now in this market is loan officers should be reaching out to their past database talking about cash out refis. Can you expand on how that looks?
Absolutely. And thanks so much for Ryan asking that question. I do think we're missing the boat a little bit, or at least some people tuning in today are on this topic. If you think about it, credit card debt's never been higher in the history of the United States than it is right now. Consumer debt's never been higher. There's a ton of people who got a HELOC that those HELOCs have gone to 7, 8, 9, 10%. There's still opportunities to do rate and term refis, cash out refis, and we're in the money business, you know? And we can still hunt our database. If we're asking the right questions, if we're digging deep enough with a true effort to try to help these folks, there are people in situations today that could be improved upon if a true financial consultant was advising them properly on the use of a residential mortgage to eliminate other debt that they have accumulated and to do so at a lower monthly cost. I just know it for a fact. And so, of course, obviously the garden variety rate and term refi is dead, but that's not true for situational refis. And I think that if we hit our database with true passion and with true commitment to knowledge, I really believe that we could uncover deals every single day of people that already know, like, and trust us.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, many of the loans right now that I'm doing, they're cash out refis to pay off the credit card debts that are 18, 24 on up percent.
It's insane.
And that kind of leads us to the second item that we were talking about, that in this market, we have to have more referral sources. And so really one of the referral sources, and you can elaborate on this, is financial advisors. And so why not piggyback on that?
I couldn't agree more with you. And, you know, you and I talk, and some other folks that we're close with talk about legs on the stool. And of course, residential realtors is probably the most powerful and strong leg of all of our businesses, but we can't make that the only leg. And so if you think about your life team and your center of influence and people that you know, like, and trust, that you rely on and that you refer to, and if you think about financial planners and insurance agents and life insurance salesmen, and think about people that run into other people with a need, how deep are we going with those people? Is it just a cursory relationship? Hey, how you doing, buddy? An occasional text every quarter? Or are we actually trying to go as deep as humanly possible with those people too? Because in this market, I think whether we like it or not, Ryan, the reality is we must double and triple and quadruple our number of relationships. Yeah. And if you have a realtor, for say, that sold 22 homes last year, if they're only going to sell 6 homes this year instead of 22, is that a problem for your business? Of course it is. You're going to have more of them, you know? But we can't just make residential realtors our only pillar. And if you have relationships or understand how to build relationships, which everyone on this call probably does and does well, we have to expand our thinking into who else can be referrers of people that need to borrow money or need financial advice. And there's so many of them out there. And some of the folks I deal with regularly are doing a great job. Divorce attorneys is one. I have a friend of mine that 100% of his business is referred to him from a group of divorce attorneys. And he's providing tremendous value to those people. He's actually got a certification in, I don't know the letters, but it's some mortgage certification for divorce specifically. And he's been really successful at that. So there are just plenty of ways. We've just got to attack them, and we got to not be bashful and shy about how many people we're trying to expand our network.
I agree. I really think, you know, it's real estate agents, financial advisors, CPAs, insurance agents, builders, but then others like Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. And then I even think churches, because what, you know, if you go to a pastor, a lot of times they're working with families that they need to help somehow. And sometimes the help may be they're in a mortgage somehow. So, but you know, we talked about, you know, working your database, educating your database that you could do a cash out refinance to pay off some of those high credit card bills, work on their cash flow. Second item we talked about is reaching out and deepening your relationships and quadrupling relationships for referral sources. But then the third one, I think a lot of loan officers miss, is the listing agent, really trying to go deep with listing agents, because right now a lot of business is coming from listing agents in this market. You want to expand on that?
It is. And, you know, in so many markets, inventory is still tight. Of course, it's loosening up in others. We're seeing some actual increases in affordability in many markets nationwide. Not every place is still on these, you know, meteoric rises. And those are some good indicators. I do think rates are going to begin as inflation starts to come down. I think rates are going to come down. Many experts think rates are going to settle somewhere in that 5 to mid 5 range by year's end. I'm hoping like heck that's true. But you think about the listing agent, and in many markets, listing agents aren't even having to market the homes through the MLS. You know, they're able to just go out and solicit borrowers that they've already had interactions with and things of that nature, and private sales and what have you. I think we're crazy if we're not absolutely being strategic about how we market to listing agents. In fact, I know you have a few great ways. We don't have time today to go into that, but if anyone tuning in today wants to go to resultswithryan.com and grab 15 minutes on Ryan's calendar, he's a wealth of knowledge and he understands how to market to listing agents in different ways that really work. And so I highly recommend anyone who's not doing that, get a strategy around it. Don't just do it haphazardly, be strategic. And go after that market, because I'll bet you anything there's a deal or two every month sitting right there under your nose that you could attack.
Man, this is powerful. Thank you, Kevin. I think that was good. Well, I think that covers it. I'll tell you what, if anyone is listening to this, they have more questions, go to growingwithkevin.com or Results with Ryan, and let's chat with you and talk about how we can assist you in your business, no matter what company you're with, impacting in these three areas and even some other ideas that we have and growing your business in this market. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Kevin.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.